Welcome back to the Small Business CTO Podcast. I'm your host, Cale Miller. Here, I help Australia's small business community embrace technology and AI to become more efficient, more effective, and ultimately to have business owners get more enjoyment from their work. Today's episode is the third episode or the third entry into that IT strategy series. For today, we're going to go off in a little bit of a different direction, and we're going to talk about how to identify some project candidates for your IT strategy. So let's hop into that. It's all well and good to believe that some part of your business can be improved with IT. You might notice that your accounting department is brimming with staff who all pull the same reports and all send the same follow-ups for client invoices. Or alternatively, you might notice that your warehouse manager keeps going back to your job planner to rearrange the order of tasks on the factory floor because of delays in upstream jobs. But how do you go about converting those observations into ideas for projects that will actually save you time, money, and stress? My first answer is the one you don't want to hear. It's an experience thing. If you're an expert in this stuff, say, you know, someone like myself who's been doing this for half a decade or more, then you're going to be used to identifying these patterns and applying a series of solutions that you've seen or built before in your career. There is a reason why experts exist. It's because they're good at what they do. All right, that's my annoying first answer out of the way. Now I can give you a real answer that you can go and take away and implement in your business right now. When I'm going into a business and I'm reviewing areas where automation, AI, technology, or analytics will have the greatest impact, I usually ask myself one of the following questions. The first question is this job mundane and repetitive? I think that's the greatest indicator. Look for jobs that are boring. Look for jobs that you've seen staff do every single time, the exact same way, without ever thinking. Especially look for jobs where they do this through computers and technology now. So let's use an example. Let's find that you have this process where one of your customers will submit an order to you via an Excel spreadsheet or through a PDF. You read that email, you find all of the information that they've sent you in that PDF or Excel spreadsheet, you then port it over into some other software such as your job registering system, like in SimPro or something, and then that goes and prioritizes the job from there. That right there is an excellent IT project. What you might do is come up with a project where you could set up an automation that will see that client email, parse those attachments, and then fill out the forms in your resource management software. That's relatively straightforward. I know that as an IT professional, that's a relatively straightforward project with a huge ROI. Of course, as I've said before, experience comes in of knowing that that's possible, but you can still identify those things yourself. What you want to be looking for is just mundane and repetitive work that requires almost no thinking. Yes, it's a small improvement. Yes, it's only a week or two's worth of work and may save you a week of time over the year. But those 1-2% add up very quickly. If you do that 100 times, you might find that you've automated half of your work here. The second question I ask when finding candidate projects is, would this job be done almost exclusively by an apprentice or a graduate? These are jobs that usually are very easy to do with a few simple set of rules that you can articulate clearly for them. You know, you give them to graduates and apprentices to go and do before they move on to harder, more complex jobs that require more deep thinking and decision making. A great example of this might be, go fill out this job report for me. We're required by compliance to fill it out and complete it after every job. So the apprentice goes and looks at the outputs. They measure a whole bunch of things. They write it in a form and then they put it in a box somewhere. That is a great example of something that AI and automation do really well. And it's a great IT project that you could implement and save a whole bunch of hours and a whole bunch of apprentice hours per year on, and instead use that free time to actually train the apprentice and get them up into a very, very productive, valuable staff member in a much shorter time. My third question I often ask is, does this task mostly rely on pattern recognition? This is a weirder question. But just stick with me. You might have a task in the business that's entirely a quote-unquote learnt skill that doesn't require any inherent talent or creativity to pull off. You know, for example, it might be estimating exactly how much material you need for a job. You know that this job requires, say, 50 meters of fabric, and you always lose about 12% in wastage, so you should get, you know, 57 meters of fabric. Or another example would be estimating how long a job will take. You know that this kind of job with this kind of client typically takes about 3.5 weeks. Or another example could be just how to respond to an irate customer. You know that this customer always gets annoyed for this reason, you typically should respond with this answer to get the best response from them. They are great examples of pattern recognition-centric tasks. It doesn't require an Einstein to figure out. It's just something you learn how to do over time. These types of jobs are great to augment with AI. The AI can become that wisdom or that co-pilot in the task. You still get a human operator to perform it, but the AI will go, hey, you should probably use 57 meters of fabric in this job because of these reasons. And then you can have an apprentice not have to talk to a senior staff member. They can consult with the AI to figure out roughly what to do. The fourth question I ask when looking for these IT candidate projects is, would this decision I have to make be easier if I had more information? So let's use an example. Perhaps you've got some financial planning you need to do. You need to figure out how to allocate funds over the next 12 months. Do you need to put $150,000 aside to pay for a recruiter? Do you need to have $2 million worth of inventory on hand to make sure you don't run out and breach a service level agreement? These decisions are really hard to do if you don't have sufficient information. You might find that you needed that $2 million worth of inventory last year because of certain customers, but with new improvements and this pipeline of work to be done, you actually only need $1.5 million worth of inventory. Or you might find you actually need $2.5 million worth of inventory because there's this huge purchase you need to make or huge customer you need to close in the next 3 months that you've forgotten about. These problems do really well with additional information through reporting and analytics. So these are usually a huge ROI IT project that don't require a lot of work, and it's just a case of piping information from your existing systems into a data warehouse. Quick plug. We have an episode on data warehouses. Go back through our catalog and figure out what that means, what that term means. But you might decide you just need to pipe all of your data from your existing IT systems into a data warehouse and then build a dashboard on top of that. The last question that I'll leave you with is this job entirely digital? And I touched on that in the first question, but I think it's such a good question to ask yourself that it's worth putting into its own category. Look in your business. Do you notice that certain jobs are entirely done digitally? So for example, you might find that you interact with a whole bunch of customers purely through email and purely through submitting jobs on existing software or putting jobs in an Excel spreadsheet or punching information into a CRM that's hosted by Salesforce or HubSpot or something similar to that. You might find that you're checking your stock levels through your point of sale system online. There's no need for you to physically walk into a shop and count holes on shelves. If you ever notice something in your business is done entirely digital, that has huge potential somewhere in there typically for AI automation or more IT. This one is a bit more artistic and a bit more creative. You may not know what you can do, but the moment you do everything through the internet, there's probably something cool to be done there. Go talk to a consultant, go talk to a fractional executive. Someone will give you some advice on what you could do. And typically, a little insider secret here, they'll give you that advice for free if they think that you're going to buy from them. To ask them the question, they'll give you some free advice. You can then decide to either shop with them or take that advice and do it yourself if you think you can. That's it. They're the five questions. This is how I think about identifying potential IT projects. Go ask yourself, is the job mundane and repetitive? Could an apprentice or graduate do it? Is it a pattern recognition heavy task? Would this decision be easier with more information? Is this job entirely digital? With those five questions, you should be able to find some interesting problems that you can go solve with IT and make your boss or yourself very happy. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode. I'm Cale Miller, founder of Prometheus AI. If you have any questions, reach out to me on LinkedIn, Cale Miller, you'll see me, or alternatively, contact us at contact@prometheusai.com.au.